wash hands, I'll wash my plate, I'll have my dishwater in the sink, and I'll wash my dishes, and he gets up late, and he'll wash his, and that's it. And I wash my dishes. Now, when I'm cooking, I wash everything I dirty and take up and empty. I wash as I go. I don't stack up things. I just, unless there's something going on here that I, it's got to be a real rarity if I do that. Stack up cooking pots and pans and things, because I wash them up as I go.
Well, that's the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, you have a big job on your
hands. That's right. That's right.
And after you get through washing the dishes, to get the soap off of
you, see? I rinse them. I have a sprayer, and I rinse my. I usually rinse them as I go. And then, but I rinse them good and let them set a few minutes, and I'm not putting them away.
What do you call that cloth or rag that you use when you wash the dishes?
That's a dish towel.
Dish towel.
Mm-hmm.
And what about? Then,
what I wash them with is a dish rag.
What you wash them with?
Yeah.
Dish rag.
Uh-huh.
Dry with
a dishcloth.
A dishcloth.
Dish towel.
Well, what about that thing that you use to, when you're bathing, you know, a little square of cloth?
That's just a plain ass wash rag.
That's a wash
rag. A washcloth.
And the big thing that you
use. Is the bath towel.
To dry off. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a towel called anything else? A bath towel?
I don't know. I would just use it. Towel,
okay.
Bath towel, drying towel, or whatever you want to call it.
What about in the kitchen? What do you call the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
That's the faucet.
That's the faucet.
Well, what about this thing in the yard? What would that be?
And the hydrant.
That's the hydrant.
That's a hydrant.
What about sometimes when you see men working on the road, or you might take one with you? Fishing,
you get thirsty, a
portable container, you know,
the
container
of
water. What
do you call the
thing? You know, some of them have these little things that you can press down
and
water come out.
Water kegs. Water kegs. Water kegs. We used to have just water kegs made out of wood.
Made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that the water comes out of, you call it what?
Spigot.
That would be the
spigot.
The spigot.
All right.
What about, has it ever gotten so cold around here that you might get up one morning and turn on the water and
yeah.
It comes out?
It just wouldn't come, the hot water especially. I've had it to do that a couple of times, not often though. Did one time this last winter.
Usually it's so cold the pipes have...
The hot water freeze quicker than the cold water. And, but we never had any bursted pipes here.
Yeah. Do you wrap them or something?
No, they just all on the ground, and we close our vents in the fall, in the wintertime when it gets cold. We have air vents out under, you know, around the foundation of the house, and we close them up for wintertime.
And
it's cold air out, so they don't. But the water freezes enough that it won't run, and it didn't stay frozen very long.
What about If you bought a lot of flour, you probably bought it a big old, if you were going to buy a good amount of it, what would you probably buy it in?
What, you put it in? Well, a bin, a flour bin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then it would come in a what when you bought it?
Flour sack.
Flour sack. Mm-hmm.
Just a flour sack. You used to, now I'm trying. And now you get flour sacks, I don't buy them in a bag, so. Just comes in paper.
Small bag.
Some white.
The 24
pounds. They're still coming cloth, yeah.
So the sacks are made out of cloth
then? Right. And I've worn a mini petticoat made out of flour sacks.
Is that right?
Right.
Good
material.
They're comfortable. Yes, sir. My mother bleached some things out and trim them up with a little sheet crochet lace.